This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Russus John Rushdoony wrote a fantastic book called The Philosophy of the Christian Curriculum. On page 44 is this: Bible classes in a Christian school are a failure unless the essentials of biblical faith are applied to every course in the school. I have visited supposedly strong fundamentalist colleges over the past 20 years and seen why they were destined to drift into neo-orthodoxy and into evolutionary thinking by looking at the non-biblical courses. In several cases, this drift is already very much in evidence. The reason for it is that, for example, mathematics is taught from a relativistic viewpoint. Classes begin with prayer, and then instruction implicitly denies God. The science courses presuppose a universe which is an impersonal and blind force, not the creation of the personal God. Sociology and social studies courses assume that predestination is in man's hand, not God's. Psychology and anthropology, instead of being branches of theology, as they were in origin, are made the handmaids of humanism, and so on. A humanistic curriculum cannot be made Christian by introductory prayers or by a sprinkling of holy water, but only by means of clear-cut biblical presuppositions. The Bible, as Cornelius Van Til has pointed out, does not give us the multiplicity of facts which make up mathematics, paleontology, physics, biology, or any other subject, but it does give us the truth about all facts. It declares all facts to be God-created, God-governed, and God-serving facts. The Bible is basic to all of education because it gives us the meaning of all facts and the purpose of education. End quote. You'll never hear that in civil government schools. There they ignore God and despise Jesus. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.